We're going to show you how to increase the power of your ministry 100%. Because there's a call at this time for the real ministers, the real ministries, to take their rightful place. And there are certain things you have to know. There are certain things that you have to do in order to fulfill that call. Now, I was reminded, listen at this. For this moment, I've been in training. I had to step from 5 major ministries to get here. I was holding 3 high offices. I had to step out of them to get here. I renounced preaching in Madison Square Garden to get here. I will still be preaching in Madison Square Garden, but Madison Square Garden don't carry what the Lord trying to get to us at this time. Had not I done that, major ministry.
Yes, sir.
5 to get here. The Lord reminded me this afternoon when I was walking across the bedroom floor. He said, I had this plan all the time. Then he said this to me. Gideon Church had 32,000 members. The Lord reduced it to 300. There's a kingdom that can't be shaken. But pastor, there are some people going to have to be shook. Your ministry will have to be pruned of people who are awkward and hindering what God wants done for you and what God wants done in his kingdom. So don't get upset when they, you know, say that the Lord told them to go somewhere else. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4. The only way to bring your ministry to 100-fold or increase 100% is that you follow the pattern of the master correctly. Now, we are talking about rediscovering the ministry gifts, rediscovering the church, and rediscovering the kingdom. In some way, awkwardly and deceptively, we have become satisfied with less. Less power, I'm talking about. And we're supposed to be ruling and reigning, and we're supposed to be giving the government what way it can go. The natural government. Supposed to be following the church. Elijah didn't follow. Elijah told him where they're going to go. Moses told Pharaoh, this is the way you're going to go. You see, Daniel told the king, this is the way you're going to go. There are churches designed and ministers designed to bring that back into the system. Politically, with no downfall on anybody, we are in a mess. They don't have no idea what's going on. They're too busy fighting one another. It finally done caught up with them. And now they're fighting one another like cats and dogs. And if we don't have somebody praying, we're going under. They're so divided now that other countries are getting in on it and causing them to be spit against one another. They left Jesus out. You're gonna say some little pussyfoot prayer and yet don't have no respect for the laws of the kingdom. Yeah, my goodness. So I want to write a few things down that the Lord spoke to my heart before I read the scriptures. I'm clarifying that the kingdom is on the earth. I want to clarify that. Now, because of the laws of the value of the kingdom in the church, many believers are vagabond in their lifestyle. They live like they have no covenant, like they have no God, like they have no power, like they're at the pity of this system. And how they live like a vagabond, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, that's right.
This kingdom mm-hmm. has to be preached.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The government, the dominion,
right,
and power
right, yeah.
have to come back in play.
Yes,
y'all listen to me?
Yes, sir.
So that we may know the authority, the government, the dominion, and power that is given to the church to preach the kingdom, that it may manifest and demonstrate the superior power from heaven on earth. Just let me read this out to you. The Lord told me this. Because the Lord wants us to rule on earth
mm-hmm. yes, sir.
In the midst of our enemy.
Yes.
We designed to do that.
Yes, sir.
You designed to rule.
Yes, sir.
This week, we as men and women of God are called to herald the truth. In a way that it cannot be denied, with power following, that cannot be overturned by no other plan. Tonight, we're going to lay down a mark that cannot be erased, which will serve as a spiritual marker that cannot be walked over by no power in this world. The Spirit of God said it to me, the time of political government division, downfall, drama, and disability is a call for the kingdom government to come alive. Coming up to the announcement of Jesus having all power. And then the Lord said to me, tell those ministers, you must allow your kingdom dominion to flow. What I said? Two more things I want to read to you, then I'm going to read some powerful scriptures to you. This is the prime time for the church as a kingdom center to reveal the plan of God to all mankind. Talk to me. As we discover the preaching of the kingdom of God and the releasing of the kingdom of heaven government, many will flock to the church to be saved and covered. So you can get ready. Some of the things I'm going to share with you this week are going to change your ministry entirely. Absolutely. Change your ministry. Change me. I'm ready to go.
I
always knew it was more. You know I'm telling the truth. You know it's more. As you read the scripture, you read about Jesus, and you read about the Holy Spirit, you read about the angels, you read about the kingdom, you know that's more. You know that's a bigger flow. You know that's more things that God wants you to do. You know you have more power than you use it. And the reason we're here this week is to rediscover As I shared with my congregation Sunday, I did it this week. I said, brother, and somebody sneezed at me. They laughed because they don't know what brother means. I said, you know, brother, you say sister. They don't know what you mean. So they kind of say, it sounds kind of awkward. You know, you want you to call your doctor. Or babe or something like that. But sister and brother mean that you're in the same family. And when the church lost that, it lost a connection. Now in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, and Jesus, now listen after I see that, you hear that?
Yes, sir.
And Jesus, that's when you're supposed to really listen.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus, that's when you're really supposed to pay attention, man. Yeah, so we're about to talk about Jesus, something Jesus did. See, you can't read the Bible the same way every verse, you see, but when we say, and Jesus, you need to pay more attention. Went about all Galilee. Now notice what he did. Teaching in their synagogue. But that's only one part of his ministry. So what happened, tradition and religion messed preaching up so much with showmanship that we have denied ourselves to preach to not be like them. But there's a need for a stirring in the house of God. There's a need for a greater power flowing than just teaching. That's a proclamation has to be made, a proclaiming has to be made for the preaching of the cross. It's foolish to those who perish, but to us who believe, what it is, the power of God. So if we don't preach it, we won't have the power. You can't fully teach the cross. The cross is too powerful just to teach it. It's too powerful. It has to have some gunk with it. Teaching in the synagogue, and then he says, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Right.
No, Lord is and.
Right.
And healing.
Right.
Got to get back to that.
Right.
All manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Oh my. Now I know why the multitude came to his church. I know why the multitude followed him. He had these three things going for him: teaching, preaching, and healing. We got to have the same thing in our ministry. See, the morning classes is to get ready you for this class. See, the morning class is preparing you for this class. Notice verse 24. One would take it in a negative connotation about the word fame. But the word denote that the word out on him. See, Jesus had the word out on him. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers disease and torment. And those, watch, which were possessed with devils, demons. And those which were lunatic, out of their mind. And those that had the poverty, they couldn't walk. And he healed them.
Yes, sir.
That's what he did.
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
Now we got to have that going on in our ministry.
Yes,
and there followed him great multitude. I wonder what they want. Of people from Galilee. Now massive production. It's the word for the new year. Now I understand it. As we begin to teach, preach, and heal, they'll come from the four corners of your city. See, most Christian has a background of preaching. And they come and you just talking. They say, nice little sinner. So we've been robbed of an aspect of our ministry. I don't pray like everybody. So that means I don't have to preach like everybody. But I'm not to cut it out. Because a large segment of the body of Christ stepped out of the tradition, but to somewhat they went in the ditch, including me, on the other side. I've been prompt to preach many times. And I shut it down to be calm and to be a teacher. And oh, I probably preach tonight. Most probably. I'm gonna kind of keep it. Most probably it's gonna happen. That your gift can get stirred up. That a resurrection flow can come through this house. And that you can feel currents of power. I know I'm called for this day. And we're not going to be clowns. We're not going to preach when the spirit of preach is not on us. Sometimes it won't come on you. He wants you to go on and teach. Are you following me? Yeah, man. Good God Almighty. There followed him great multitude of people from Galilee and from Decapolis. They came from everywhere, from Jerusalem and from Judah. They're coming from everywhere. You see that? Look at the verse 25. Yes, sir. Anywhere Jesus went, he ruled the crowd. People start putting two fingers up me, and I'm not coming back. I'm going over here where he at. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. If I'm going to get it out tonight, I'm going to get it out before it's over with. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Verse 35. Which I'll take you a little further here. You know, to an aspect of Jesus' ministry. There's another secret Jesus had called compassion. He didn't only teach and preach and lay a hand and heal and cast out devils, but he had compassion on the people. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. No. Brothers and sisters, they're not on the same level. People following you are not on the same level. In the LTMA, they're not on the same level. Most of the LTA members can't pass the money test. They're sending their resignation. They say, I can't handle it, it's all about money. Stupid. All this power hitting you side of the head, and you talking about money? You must don't know how to listen. And you must be blind. You don't see the conditioning of the Holy Ghost. And that the Holy Ghost is doing a work in our midst. And that we are still moving when we're standing still. Power of God. Power of God is making a frame around us and snapping a picture of how we should be. Tired of lingering. Tired of waiting. The power already here. The provision already here. The glory already here. You hear me? You will be jerked out your comfortable place and go into a place more comfortable. Oh, my goodness. Lord, help me tonight. Listen, in Matthew 9, 35, And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, went about all of them, teaching in their synagogue. Now you have to understand that preaching is another gift.
Yeah, that's right.
Teaching is one gift, but preaching shifted into another gift. That's why Satan want to denounce it. Oh, y'all didn't have the power come on y'all, but y'all went back to teaching. I know. You don't want me to be coming and say, man, I'm going to be messing up. Apostle going to come here. What I'm doing? See, but there's a calling on for us now. That when it come, you got to let it go. Through you. Oh, glory. One of our deficits, one of our behindnessness is that we won't let the Holy Ghost have free course. The Holy Ghost is a preaching spirit too. Just because some flesh mess it up don't mean it's not real, man. Oh my God, there's a stirring going on in the body of Christ. And you've been sent here this week to be pulled to another level. Pull to another level. That's what I said. And Jesus went about all the villages, cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved, underline that, with compassion. That's love, you see, on them. Now notice what he said here. Because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. Then said he to his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest send some teaching and preaching and healing. Laborers in this harvest. This harvest would not be picked just by teaching. Come on, I'm talking to 27 years now. I know you boy have been walking there. I'm talking to 20, 25 years of holding the bricks on.
Yes, sir.
Next time they come, let it go. Do it the right way, but let it go. Do it by the Holy Ghost. I'm going to try to train you this week. Show you how to glory fall when you preach properly. It's all right for a sister or brother to fall out every now and then. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. They fell out in Jesus' ministry all the time. They fell out when Jesus taught.
Yeah.
They say, you one? He said, yeah, bam, they fell out.
Yeah.
Oh, God, hallelujah. Look in the 10th chapter, the first verse. I got to read some scripture. I read a lot of scripture. And when he had called him to unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirit to cast them out. And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease.
Yes,
yeah. You say, but I didn't see preaching there or teaching. Well, go to verse 7 then. You didn't read long enough. And as you go, he said to them what?
Preach
what?
Same.
Kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes, sir.
Verse 8 says, heal the sick.
Uh-huh.
Cleanse the leper.
Yes,
raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely you receive, freely give. You're not going to be established in your ministry unless you hear the pattern ministry. Jesus was the pattern for our ministry. And I read nowhere here he said stop preaching. It's the denomination and these men who have trained us their way. My. Let's go to one more scripture. There's a lot of scriptures. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 now. 1 Corinthians 2, we're going to drop off in the 18th verse in the first chapter, though. 1 Corinthians 1:18, talking about the preaching of the cross. 1 Corinthians 1:18. You read that before, right? You can't just read it. You got to do it. You can't fully teach the cross. The cross is too powerful just for a teaching. The cross preaching let out a particular lightning that won't shrack unless somebody preaching. It's a stirring, it's a gifting, it's a holiness, it's a sanctifying aspect of the cross being preached. It does something in the midst of God's people. It charge them up to shout sometime. You can't fully shout on teaching, but if the gospel is preached, it put a shout in you. And you forget you got a problem. The problem solved while you shout. He's alive. In me. People come to the church, they're hurting. They need a quick word. They need a powerful word. They need a direct word from the Holy Ghost. Preaching of the cross is foolishness. To them that perish, foolishness. But to us what you are saved, that is, it's the power of God. Preaching produce power. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes. The gospel must be preached in power at this hour. We got to stop the deadness in the church. Poems got to go. Rhyming got to go. We need some power. Conviction of the Holy Ghost. We need to pray them. We need to shout and dance. You can't teach blood. You got to preach blood. Blood got to flow. Blood need a channel. Oh my. There's a stirring. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God. Power. We need power this hour. Ministers need to be powerful. Ministers need to strike a note that calls you to start singing. You ought to feel his presence touching you in the service sometime. Chill need to run down your spine every now and then. You ought to feel like somebody hand on your back and nobody touching you every now and then. That's a stirring. Ah. That's a stirring in the spirit. That's a stirring. It's a large check, the $10,000 check. Everybody ministry here changes this week. They will come from the east, the west, the north, and the south. God above them. Car, put gas in it. I'm talking about your city now. They're going to be glad to drive. They're going to say that's a little short man in Columbus, Ohio. He's eloquent in his speak, but you got to hear him preach. You got to hear him preach. You got to hear him preach. He never preached. He wasn't preaching, but now he's preaching. Every now and then his teaching shifts into preaching. I'll say it, Lord. There's a glory cloud coming. In here tonight. I'll say what he tell me to say, you know. 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a stirring. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech, nor wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. But I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." That's a priest right there. "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech," that is, "and my teaching." No, "and my teaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit." Preaching is a demonstration of the Spirit. It's a man or woman turning into another man or another woman. The anointing rests on them. The glory cloud comes. Their words turn into power, conviction, and assurance that it's going to be all right. You came with a problem, but you hear a word preach in power, it covers the problem and gives you the answer. "My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Keep noting power of God. Power of God. We got to see more power. How many of y'all know we got to see more power? Power of God. We got to shut down some of these little teaching centers. Somebody need to preach here now, man. It's time. It's preaching weather. Yeah, all this hell breaking loose now. Somebody got to preach. We need some John the Baptist now, brother. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. All right, all right. Sit down. All right. All right. All right. Just a moment. All right. Just a moment. Let me get this where I want to get here. Glory to God. There's a few things I want to share with you. I have so much to share with you. We've got a week. Now sit down and take notes now. The preaching of the gospel is voice mail from heaven. And here Paul tell us how to keep your ministry flowing in the power of God. Now, I stay optimistic. God told me, I want you to stay optimistic. You know, now some people say, what is optimistic? Positive minded. And he said, this is why you stay optimistic in your ministry. He said, because I'm omnipresent. I'm everywhere at the same time. He said, because I'm omnipotent. I got all power. So you stay optimistic no matter what happening. And then he said, I'm omniscient. I know everything. So if that don't keep you optimistic, I don't know what can keep you optimistic. Don't go by how it look. Go by what you know. When somebody attack you, you got to know what's going to happen. Turn to Malachi. My goodness. I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. This is my assignment. This is what he told me to do. I'm going to do what he told me to do. Yes, sir. I might turn it loose any minute. I've been constipated for years. But I took some Superlac, the Holy Ghost. But when I saw the master is a teacher, a preacher, and a healer, I know I'm right. 15 years ago, I came up to the same point in my ministry. I let it die down. But you can't play with the Lord. God, you know, you got to train God people properly. Look in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I thank his, for I'm the Lord. I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. So nothing can take us, because he's the Lord, and he changed not. Notice in Psalm 89, just a minute, we have to bring the power of God back in the church. Psalm 89, may the Lord help me a few minutes here. Oh my. Constipated 20 something years. But somebody gonna get free in here tonight. Every now and then, you got to preach on one leg. You can't keep both foot on the ground. Every now and then you got to shout a little bit. Sometimes you got to slide. The world talk about doing the slide. They never seen the slide yet. There's a person who filled with the Holy Ghost and got God's hand on them. They can do the slide. You don't need to question this. This is revealing why you're not where you're supposed to be. Psalm 89. Let the word talk to you. Huh? Verse 34. Look what he said. Don't worry about it. My covenant, come on now, will I not break? Good God Almighty. He said, you know, I'm not going to alter the thing that's gone out of my lip. It's still good. Tell somebody it's still good. Tell them God hasn't changed his mind. He still wants you blessed. God dog it hot. Oh my. Oh. Hebrews. Chapter 13. Where he at? Where our God at? Look like too many losing, but I won't tell you he never left us. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Can somebody say amen on that?
Amen.
I'm glad I'm never by myself. I heard him say, Lord, I'll be with you always. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know how you've been constipated a long time, you get a chance to go to the restroom? How you feel? You know. Relief. Hebrews. Chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. But let me ask you what he did yesterday. When he walked the street of Jerusalem, when he came up on the blind man, what did he do? When he came up on the deaf man, what did he do? When he came up on that woman with the issue of blood, what did he do? Power. So you are representative of Christ. You're supposed to be doing the same thing. Don't let no blind man walk away from you. Say, come back here. You can't leave here without your sight. You came up on the man from Nazareth again. In me. I'm going to call that blindness out of you. You're not going to leave here not hearing. I'm going to spit on my finger and put it in your ear. And you're going to hear again. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is not showmanship. This is nomanship. Can you understand that, what nomanship means? One writer said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And because I know that, I know I'm covered. I don't have only eternal life, but I have abundant life. I can live life to its full. I can take a hold of every problem and choke it with one grab, because the power of God is in me. I will not be denied another day. I'm going to have breakthrough after breakthrough. Every day I raise up, it's going to be a breakthrough, because I'm going to function in power. People so proud today, you can't spit on them. If you had respect for the anointing, you say, spit on me. If you really knew somebody was anointed. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Now, all effect of this is not going to come on you here.